Hello there, Sam. Got your tape last week at home, but didn't get around to taping it there. I brought it with me when I came down to North Carolina. That's where I'm at right now, at New River. I was released from the hospital the 9th of this month, and I spent a few days at home and went back to Philly to see Margo for a couple of days. Then I reported in down here. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later on. A couple things I wanted to talk to you about concerning your tape that you sent me. I know you asked again about the slush fund deal where Al took out some money. Well, I told him, I wrote him a letter and told him to take out whatever was necessary. It amounted to about $20, so that $20 out is okay, no sweat on that. I still haven't received your money order. I called home this weekend. It's Sunday now, and I called Friday, I guess, and they hadn't received it there yet, so we might have to follow up on that damn thing. I can't imagine where in the heck it would have gotten lost, all the mail that does make it, and then one with a money order doesn't. So we might as well try to trace her down. $60 is $60, I guess. And I really liked your idea about taking a few pictures with my Instamatic before you send it home. That's really a good idea, and I appreciate it whenever you have time. That'll be a real good deal. Let me see. I went, I may have mentioned it about 3 weeks ago, I went out to California. I don't know whether I've written you since then or not. Took a load of prisoners with some Marine guards out to Camp Pendleton and the recruiting depot there in San Diego. We took 55 Marines out that somehow wound up in the Midwestern states, and we took them out from Great Lakes. But I got a chance to see a lot of people out there. Virgil, of course, my sister lives out there. Virgil was wondering about you. He asks about you every time I see him. And Tom, of course. I had a notion to go over to see Cochi. I didn't. I'm kind of glad I didn't right now. Might have been uncomfortable for her. I don't know. Oh, I doubt it. But anyway, I had a good time out there. It rained every day I was there, so I didn't get much outside activity in, but I had about enough of that for a while anyway. I was interested to hear how old Tom was getting along. Sounds like he's getting along okay over there. I was kind of, surprised, I guess. I wasn't really shocked or anything about Cochi going off the deep end here in the States. It's just one of those things, I guess. I'm glad Tom feels the way he does about it. Oh, another thing. I wondered if you could ask around there in the squadron when you get there, when you get back or wherever you happen to be now, about Knapp. He was a crew chief on that aircraft we were on. I'm wondering how he's doing. He never did get medevac from Tokyo because he was having a bad time with his motor reflexes in his legs, it seems. And plus his insides were still kind of jumbled up. And on top of all that, he had a light case of malaria when I left, so they didn't medevac him out. I'm just wondering if any word is filtered back from Tokyo to there. Of course, I haven't seen anybody around here that would know anything. Well, I'm in North Carolina now, as I mentioned earlier. I had orders to Pendleton, which would have been fine, but I thought it over and decided I'd kind of like to fly Cobras. And the only way to get them was to come down here for a couple of months and fly here at New River. And then go down to Fort Hunter in Georgia, near Savannah, Georgia, for a Cobra school. I believe it's in May, the middle of May. And it's pretty much impossible to get them out of Pendleton, so I thought I'd come down here. It's pretty quiet around here, but it's all where you find it, I guess. I don't mind it. I went to school here in North Carolina, of course, and I intend to do a little traveling around on the weekends. So I don't mind it. But anyway, this Cobra program only lasts a month, and I wanted to get some stick time in the Huey before I went down there. I had to waive my overseas control date, which is no big thing. I appreciate your concern and willingness to talk me out of going back over there, but perhaps we won't have to go back, but I don't mind it. I'd just soon be flying over there. But if I was flying the Cobra, I don't believe I'd mind going back at all. Anyway, the training program is over in June sometime, so I'll probably be going back in July or August if we do go. I ran into Howie Hoffman here, which was a real lucky thing for me. He was just leaving on a Caribbean cruise, 3 months. He's living it up pretty well. But I got a hold of his car and his apartment before I left because they were both going to be sitting idle. So it was really a luck out for me. He spent the last 4 months in Vietnam planning out this apartment, you know, how he was going to set it up, and I believe he's got her set up pretty much the way he wanted it. He's really got a pad here. Pretty good sized color tube, and stereo gear is really, really nice. He's got the biggest Teak, I believe it's 6010, and a Girard turntable, and I think it's Nivico 5000 tuner amplifier, and then he's got Pioneer speakers. They're huge. They really fill up the room. He's got a nice cabinet to set everything in along one wall, and it really makes a nice living room. Got a couple of bedrooms, and of course I think he's planning on getting married here in the near future, and he's bought all kinds of furniture and all kinds of cooking utensils. He's really got the whole place furnished well.